Shir number 27, just to finish up the end of Perek Beis, the last paragraph we read last time is the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all seven conditions, and when a person knows that, he's willing to give himself over and rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not be upset if things don't happen the way the person thinks should happen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for him. And Rav Rubenstein points out, just to sum it up in the Yesodos of what we learned till now, that, you know, people could say that they love you, and sometimes you feel good about a relationship with someone, and you feel that the person is reliable. But at the end of the day, that is true. And of course, a person has to have friends, and a person has to have relatives, and people have to have relationships. But bottom line, a person has to know that Hashem knows what each one of us needs. He knows the encouragement that we need at times, and He knows the bitter medicine that sometimes has to be administered. Hashem knows it. Hashem knows when we need a boost, and Hashem knows when we need something to help us. And sometimes during a day, we have both of those, many times during the day. And sometimes you have this glimpse of, oh, something happened good, something worked out well in an otherwise bad day, so to speak, that things aren't going right. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you the encouragement while He's giving you the medicine. Challenges in life are to make us stronger. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us exactly what we need, and at the same time, He knows how to encourage us. And this is a lesson in life to remember that. We have to remember that Hashem has our best interests in mind. And if someone's looking for a job and the job offer falls through, he has to know that it's for his best. And if a challenge comes a person's way, he should daven to Hashem for help. Why? Because Hashem knows what's best, and Hashem is the only one who could help. And you have to internalize, we have to internalize this rule, that if you need something, or you need protection, or you're lacking something, there's one address to turn to, and that is Hashem. And Hashem is the one who could help you. Hashem has the monopoly over anything that happens to a person. It's very hard to hear those words. It's very hard to internalize those words. That means to say no one, not a parent, not a spouse, not children, not co-workers, not bosses, no one could do any good or harm to you without Hashem's approval. These people may be the messengers, but it is all in the hands of Hashem. This is a very difficult thing to internalize. It takes a lot of serious work to achieve such a level of recognition. And this chapter shows us the importance of not just learning Mussar, like we said last time or a few Shiurim ago from Yisrael Salanter, that there's two parts of learning Mussar. There's Lezakei Harayoin, that is to clarify things in your mind. Clarifying things in your mind, that's aimed at your brain. That's learning it and knowing it. But then there's the Lahalev Esalev, to awaken the heart, to speak to your emotions, to internalize in your lave what is emes, and that helps you live. There's knowing and there's knowing with your heart. When you know with your heart, you've internalized something. Your heart gets excited about things. Your heart feels fear about things. Your heart is the symbol of what's real in your life. Your brain may understand things, but your heart is the sign, is the way of knowing, is the indication if it's really something that's come to you or not. And when we learn this chapter, we could talk from today to tomorrow, and we can know with our seichel that all of it's true. But to live a life of bitachin, a person has to internalize it. And it has to internalize the mussar. The facts could be clear, but only with the repetition and the review of these words over and over and over again. Slowly but surely, they go into our hearts. They touch our hearts, they touch our neshamas, and then eventually we're able to actually connect and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Chavis HaLevavis' general framework for bitachin, and in the chapters he continues, he will continue to elaborate in greater detail. But the bottom line is that Hashem has all the qualities of the one and only source that can be relied on, and therefore He alone deserves our love and our full trust. And it's an avodah to internalize this. But like we're saying, chazara, repeating it over and over and over, it's almost lag boimer. Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim are one of the stories of lag boimer, because the Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, stopped dying on lag boimer according to that shita. And then we all know Rabbi Akiva's beginning. He was a shepherd for 40 years. He was an Amoritz. And what was his? What turned him around? Famous story in the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar quotes the story of Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva once was passing by a rock and he saw water dripping on the rock. And he saw that the water made a hole in the rock. And he said, how is it possible that the soft water can make a hole in a very hard rock? Drip by drip by drip. And he realized that it's because it's been constantly dripping like this for so long. And that first drip that dripped there, nobody saw anything. You could not discern anything. You cannot see that it made a roshem on the rock. But after hundreds and thousands of drips, you saw that every drip was knocking away a little tiny, minuscule, maybe even something it's not possible to even see, but it made a roshem. And eventually, it made a hole in that rock. Rabbi Akiva said, if that's what soft could do to hard, how much more so Taira, which is hard, ke'esh, could do to my soft lave, my soft neshama. And he went to learn Taira. And that's what Musar is all about. Penetrating, little by little. And you'll say, but I did it a few times, and it didn't make a Raishem. Number one, you may not feel the Raishem, but it made a Raishem. And as you continue to learn Musar and continue to chazer over, and not just the chazer to understand, the chazara, like we're saying, of lehaliv as halev, to give hislavus, to give excitement to the emotions and the heart, that makes a roshim on a person, and eventually he feels that he's internalized these lessons, and he's able to start living a life of bitachon.